In Queensland's Surat Basin, landholders have been living with coal seam gas for some time.
I know that it is possible to coexist in a gas field. I know it's possible to coexist while a gas field is being constructed.
Richard Golden and his wife Helen live at Potter's Flat west of Wandoan in southern Queensland, known as a sweet spot for CSG. Their property is home to 88 operating CSG wells, with the potential for a further 31. But despite the outward success of cohabitating alongside gas companies, the Goldens say it's had its moments.
I know that they can't keep noxious weeds out. I know they can't get their contractors to close gates because we had gates left open all the time. They tell us that they will not mix the soil profiles when they're digging up to put their gathering in. We know that's bullshit. We know that's not true, and we see it all the time. The subclay is physically visible in the so-called topsoil at the end of the job. It is mostly the stuff that is pretended that we know can never be delivered. That is the thing that bites with us.
Nearby, Brett and Diane Griffin live at Sediva, north of Yulba, where there's a staggering 120 wells and potential for more. Brett Griffin says he was initially very angry that there was gas at his place. At one point in the construction phase, they were seeing 250 cars per day on their land, a property his family's been on for three generations, nearly a century.
It didn't start off very well. When they turned up, it's a big pill to swallow that you're going to get. You get a map with 120 odd wells on it that are going to come onto your place. I always say there's three categories of people, and there's either conscientious objectors, there's very reluctant participants, or willing participants. I would have kicked off at the bottom end of the reluctant participants. I didn't want to be part of it, but I was pragmatic enough to know that I wasn't going to stop it.
Brett Griffin takes great pains to explain just how critical the negotiation with the CSG company is. He says he took 2 years to reach an agreement over his rights and what was expected of the company.
Your whole future depends on it. I've actually publicly stated this. It's the biggest poker game you'll ever play. You must get it right, and that there's so many angles to it.
Richard Golden says state governments need to play a bigger role in overseeing negotiations between gas companies and landholders, and that those arguments need to be beefed up. He wants more onus on CSG companies during the preliminary exploration and wants an enforceable conduct agreement.
We've argued hotly for decades that resources issues should be dealt with by state legislation, by state governments, particularly obviously Queensland should be dealt with by Queensland. I totally support that. I think that that is exactly the way it is, and I think the idea that the federal government should be called on to come in over the top is just a bloody cop-out.
While some are satisfied with the monitoring of wells, underground water and exploration on their land, the issue still deeply divides the community. Richard Golden concedes there's still a long way to go.
It is up to us. There's no free lunch. If you don't have a reasonable case to argue, then you are not going to get anything outstanding. We know our land as well as anybody knows it. We have the vested interest in that.
Brett Griffin's view does, however, differ and says if given the choice, with the benefit of hindsight, he feels on balance his relationship with CSG companies has been positive.
There's landholders that said to me, gee, I wish they'd find gas on my land, because they've seen other people do well out of it and sort of become drought-proofed. And then, of course, there are those that wouldn't have it at any cost.